Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And now we've reached Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to look today at just verse 1. It reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Therefore, it begins in the beginning of verse 1 there. Therefore, linking this exhortation with what has just been said, chapter 11. Reading chapter 12 without reading chapter 11 won't make much sense or will not feed us with the fullness of faith that we can receive from it. So, therefore, we're these great witnesses, or the great cloud of great witnesses, from chapter 11, they are the people, the examples of faith, who lived out their faith, who lived an active faith. And that is what is meant to be imitated by the people that he is writing to here. It's a strong way to connect the past here as a faith with the present generation. And indeed, of course, it connects with us too. Perseverance is raised here as a significant quality. It indicates that the Christian life is a marathon and not a sprint. Recently, I saw a sign for a quarter marathon. It was a fundraising effort. Fundraising quarter marathon. And it was supposed to inspire people to log on to a particular website and sponsor people. I must admit, people who write a marathon inspire me. Run a marathon. People who run a half marathon, that's pretty inspiring. A quarter marathon, I don't know. It doesn't inspire me. The Christian life is not a quarter marathon. It is a full-length marathon, and we need perseverance. And looking at the witnesses of faith, those who witness to their faith, is a way to inspire us to imitate that faith and to continue to run the race even when it gets difficult. These people of Hebrews chapter 11 show that it is possible to live by faith no matter the circumstances. They are our example. They have finished the race, actually. Now it's our turn, and it's our turn to run it. And they inspire us, but they cannot actually strengthen us as such. For the that strengthening, we need to look away from our circumstances and from ourselves, actually, to look at Jesus, which we'll talk about next time in verse 2. He not only is the perfect example, but he gives us the help that we need, which is a theme through the whole book of Hebrews, chapter 2, chapter 14, chapter 4, verse 16, and so on. The Greek runners ran naked in those days, so they wouldn't carry anything, not even their own clothes, in case that hindered their progress. And he talks here about things that hinder us and the sin that so easily entangles. These are weights, the Greek word onkon, meaning impediment or physical weight or burdensome load in classical Greek literature. The sins might be different from hindrances. Perhaps hindrances are more distractions, while sins are very specific things. Hindrances slow down the runner, but a sin, I would say, actually prevents completion of the race, potentially. These obstacles, there are obstacles in our way. We need to be able to run around them or run over them or jump over them. These are attitudes that we're meant to have. And the attitude of, I will complete this race. I will throw off anything that's hindering me. And I will reject any sin that is getting in my way. Sin, as someone once said, gets in the way of our fellowship with God. It distorts our vision and our thinking and makes us ineffective under even slight pressure. We are people that actively reject sin and actively throw off those things that hinder us because we want to run this race, because we want to finish this race. The question for us today might be, what could trip us up? What could get in the way of us running this race successfully, even today? Let's reflect on that and look back on those witnesses for inspiration. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 2. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, we're there. If you type in mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts, you'll find us. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.